next item is Judy Folmsby, conditional use, number 1765, amended condition, Road 226.
This is a request to delete two conditions of approval. This was a conditional use for three multifamily units that was approved June 9th of 2009 with five conditions. One of the conditions states that the unit shall only be occupied by the applicants and their family members. And another condition states, in the event the real estate is sold or transferred, this conditional use shall terminate. Since the conditions originated at the commission level, you may amend them, modify, delete. I reviewed the minutes of the public hearing. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. And I provided each of you a copy of the applicant's letter explaining this request, and there were copies of the minutes of January 22nd of 09 and February 12th of 09.
Mr. Chairman, I was not present at this public hearing, and Mr. Smith actually made the recommendation. I'd wonder if he would weigh in on his opinion on this issue.
Right then, Mr. Smith.
I'm trying to go down memory lane on this one. I do remember when this occurred, and I remember looking at the minutes of this meeting back in 2 years ago, Valentine's, that I carried a 4-0 with Mr. Burton not voting, and it seemed as though it was the wish of the commission and the agreement of the applicant that the recommendation of approval was subject that the units would only be occupied by the applicants and their family members. It specifically states, in the event the real estate is sold or transferred, this conditional use shall terminate. This request is, to me, I think, with, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're asking to delete two conditions of approval based on a desire to sell the property. And I think it was correct that we had said that if that occurs, that the conditional use will terminate.
I think that might have been because the purpose of the conditional use ordinance is not to enhance the value of the property. It's to accommodate a specific use or situation. And that might be why that statement was in there.
And there could have been some difficulty because there's three kitchens and there's only one electric service here.
Yeah.
And I think that the applicants came in and presented it from the standpoint of not trying to create an apartment complex. We just simply want this for our family. So they were really limiting themselves in how they presented it, plus the utilities and the septic issues.
And I don't think there's been any compelling reason put forth to why it should be changed other than we want to sell it now. It's worth more this way than it is the way it was originally done, and that wasn't the intent of the approval. So
we have done conditional use for multifamily housing, though. Maybe a possibility is, you know, to just deny the request, but, you know, encourage them to, if they have a passion, to come back in as a conditional use.
They can apply. Yeah, they can reapply.
That would allow the neighbors another opportunity to apply and change and the whole thing, and then maybe they succeed, maybe they don't. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Right, because that's something that they'd have to understand, is that if they did choose to do that they might not be successful when they're done.
Right. It would give everybody a chance to reload and revisit the issue, and if everybody's been good neighbors, and maybe it works out well. If it haven't, well, maybe it doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. But
Shane, do we know if the septic was ever updated? One of the conditions is a modified septic system approval.
We just had the thing from Benrec that said that they could use the existing system.
So the neighborhood is primarily agricultural with some residential, that they receive a modified septic system approval from DENREC. That's a new system, or that's just an approval that their system is okay?
They gave us a letter stating that the existing system was suitable for three units.
I think that it's coming back, like, the whole thing's all part of one, even it's one electrical meter, but it's all wired together.
There was no way to separate it. As I recall, it's not really set up to be units anyway. I think it really needs to come back.
Mr. Ross's suggestion is a good one.
They're not going to have to wait, and it's not going to be horribly expensive. Everything is there.
And so I
think it gives everybody a chance to step away and come back in, and if it's good, it's good, you know.
Wait and see.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request.
Wait a minute. Lawrence's suggestion is possibly waiving the fee on it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, if that's acceptable.
Fair enough.
I don't have a problem with that.
You can put that in your
motion. We're hearing the same thing basically over again.
You can put that in.
Because of stipulation.
That's cool.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1765, request for amended condition, Judy Falmsby. My motion is for denial of that request to amend the conditions, and that if the applicant so chooses to come back before the commission and council, the public hearing for new conditional use, the application fee be waived.
If it's the same applicant.
If it's the same applicant.
If it's the same subject application, yes. Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny conditional use number 1765, amended condition on Road 226 for Judy Falmsby, with the stipulation that if the applicant wishes to submit the same application again for consideration, same total application again for consideration, that the fee will be waived. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, let's